T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, late in the show, we were talking about the great Rich Eisen's report coming out of the combine that the New York Giants as an organization are just done with Daniel Jones. They're done. They're ready to move on. Quote, buyer's remorse. And that obviously has caused a lot of discussion amongst Giant fans about what this means and what they're going to do and should they have buyer's remorse and all that kind of stuff. And I started to think, you know, Rich Eisen does this every year. He's a great football guy. He's the face of the NFL Network. He goes to the combine every year, and then out to the combine, he says, "I got 5 rumors that I heard at the combine."
Right? Is he still running the 40?
I think he's done it. Yeah. Did he do it this year?
Yeah, I'm saying, did he do it this year?
I don't know if he did it this year.
I don't think he did.
Man, once you do it a couple times, it's over.
And he did it for like a decade.
I know. So we figured, you know what? Let's find out if Rich Eisen is full of crap or not. Let's go back to last year. Let's hear his 5 rumors, and let's find out, like, did they turn out to be true, or was it all hogwash? And that will help determine to us if we should put a lot of stock in Rich Eisen's rumor. Now, before we hear them, he has 5 rumors. In my opinion, for him to be accurate, I need 4 out of 5 to be right.
4 out of 5.
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. If it's 3 out of 5, that is 60%.
Mm-hmm.
60% in school is a failing grade. 4 out of 5 is an 80, which was basically my world.
Yes.
And I'm good with that. Now, that's do you agree or do you have a smaller bar for Rich?
Yeah, I would say the higher bar would be 85.
But there's
80.
Only...
All right, so 80 works.
So you're good with 4 out of 5 being right?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's a C? Is that a B?
That's a B. That's a good B. Good solid B.
I never got 80s. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's a B.
Is it?
Yeah, 4 to 5. 80% is a B. 90% is an A. 99, 100 is an A+. If you get a 79, it's a B-. Do you not believe me?
I do. I just don't remember.
I have a lot of experience with this.
I don't remember.
I think anywhere between an 80 and an 87 is like a B. And then
so
if it's high,
C, so like
if a C is in the 70s.
It's like 75, yeah.
Yeah. And then a D is in the high 60s.
Evan, he was a valedictorian. He doesn't get what us peasants used to deal with.
He has no idea. It's like a new world to him. He's like, I didn't know they had B's. I thought it was simply A+ or A. All right, so let us hear. This is from 1 year ago. So we have the context of time to see if Rich was full of crap. Here's rumor number one from a year ago.
And I had a chance to go to the playoffs, referring to the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, the San Francisco 49ers at the combine. Number 5 on this list.
You heard.
That Philip Rivers contacted both of them to come back late last year.
That would be the Dolphins and 49ers.
That they contacted Philip Rivers.
No, Philip Rivers contacted them.
Oh. I don't know. Is that true or not?
We found out that that was true from John Lynch and the 49ers specifically.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. 1 for 1. Ding. Rich Eisen is correct. Number 2.
Number 4 on the list is the Bears are already long down the road of trading the first overall pick.
Long down the road.
Long down the road. They did it because they made the trade with Carolina.
Absolutely. Yep. That's why that one was short and sweet, right to the point.
Wow.
That was easy.
He nailed that, 2 for 2?
DJ Moore.
Saddled
Carolina with a non-performing rookie quarterback.
Now, keep in mind, we're about to play number 3, which is what Daniel Jones was on his one this year.
Oh, okay. Got it. Go ahead.
And I'm telling you, I can't even say multiple people told me this. Number 3, on the rumors I heard at the combine, it is not pretty between Lamar and the Ravens. It is not pretty between the two of them. And there's franchise tags, as you all know, coming up.
Yeah, I was right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it done, but it was not pretty for a while.
But he basically was intimating that they were going to franchise tag him as opposed to giving him a long-term deal.
Which is what they did until they worked out a long-term deal.
I'm glad that's how you interpreted it. Some are interpreting it that they were heading to a divorce, but he never says that.
No, I didn't take it that way. That it was going to be ugly, and it was. When did Lamar and the Ravens work out the long-term deal? Like, it was down the road. That was not early on. Like, it was closer to that deadline when you've got to work out a long-term deal.
Yeah, it definitely came down to, it was probably May.
April 27th.
Yeah, so late April.
I got to give that one. I think
Which was right after the draft, correct?
Right, so, yes.
So the draft
Right around the draft, yeah.
Well, yeah, right around the draft. So likely they weren't going to replace him in the draft, so they just signed him.
Yeah, but is he right? I think Rich was right about that one. It did get ugly.
Well, all he said was it was ugly.
Yeah.
It definitely was ugly.
It was ugly.
And they tagged.
And he intimated a franchise tag. I'm going to give him 3 for 3.
Yeah, like, he would, for anyone who's saying, no, he's implying that they're gonna trade him, he's going to leave. He didn't say any of that. I just took it as ugly, and it was ugly. Right. Now, luckily, it worked out for the Ravens, and we all know what happened. Lamar goes out and wins the MVP. So far, I got to tell you, he's 3 for 3. Let's see if he can pull off this one.
Number 2 on the list of rumors I heard at the Combine, the Packers sure hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come back.
Wow. All right, so he's already passed. He's got a passing grade.
Yeah, he won already. He's 4 for 4. He's nailed that one. And you have to admit, none of this is really up to debate, really. Other than maybe the Lamar one, the rest of it is very, very
The Packers one was amazing because look at what Jordan Love did.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah.
And he was good.
Yeah, I get you.
I did think that one was funny because I was the only one that warranted a laugh out of the rest of his crew.
Well, I was right. Let's see if Rich went 5 for 5 with his rumors last year.
Number one, I heard from a couple people, and I figured let me make it number one because it involves the GOAT. Number one rumor I heard at the Combine, not in terms of a lot of yacht chatter, but this one just blew my mind. Tom Brady may not be done after all.
Okay, all right. I'm going to tell you, I think Rich is right.
You already know.
I believe that Tom Brady was itching to come back for months and months and months. And I don't know what caused him not to come back. Maybe there just wasn't interest. Maybe enough teams said, we don't want you. You're old and you're not that good.
And he is on record, Tom Brady is on record of saying he did have second thoughts and wanted to come back.
Yes, you already know.
He said that. I think a few months ago what time of year was it? There was some kind of holiday where he was considering coming back.
Yeah.
And then there was a party or something. What? Didn't he go for the
same story? Oh, it was his birthday.
Yeah, they had like a retirement birthday party for him.
That was it, and he was considering coming back. So I think Rich got that one right, even if he didn't fully come back.
I'll give him half credit for that one. I'll give him a 90. I'll give not 100.
So what did we learn from this exercise? What did we learn?
Rich is usually right.
He's spot on.
All right, what about previous years?
Oh, jeez. It's got to go back years.
You got 4 hours. Hold on. Let's just say this about Rich. When we play this, he's not an NFL reporter. He is a lead
he's just a
NFL
dude.
Guy.
He's just hanging around.
So he's not saying something and he's definitely not a clicky radio guy.
No.
So he's just telling you what he heard in Indy. So take that with the Daniel Jones stuff.
What I would take, and it's so difficult. This time of year is difficult for baseball, basketball, football, every sport, and that is predicting what teams are going to do in the offseason. Because there's two sets of things. There's what I would do as a fan. I have a very strong opinion. You certainly have a strong opinion. And then there's trying to follow the tea leaves of what the organization is going to do. And listening to Joe Shane has been very complimentary about Daniel Jones.
Of course.
He's been very open.
He's his player. He has to be.
Sure.
He's his starting quarterback right now. So he has to be.
For the most part, you're right. He's not going to bash him.
No, of course not.
But sometimes you hear him talk about him, and I certainly think to myself, oh, he loves him. Like, that's not just a jam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nice. That's a guy who really believes in
him. Yeah.
I thought that last week when he was passionately defending him against a caller on that little giant, the big giant podcast that they do, where Joe Shane answered a caller, and I thought he was very like, come on, think about all the great games he had. Right. And it sounded like a guy that truly believed in him. But if you believe Rich, and I do, because quite frankly, we just played the game, and in my opinion, he was 5 of 5.
Right. Last year.
Last year.
Right.
I think that means the Giants are gung-ho on finding his replacement. Gung-ho. And if that's the case, whether it's going from 6 to 3, whether it's drafting a quarterback at 6, whether it's even my Justin Fields idea, which I still stand by makes a lot of sense, especially with his price dropping. If his price is going to drop, Tiki, and you're going to get this guy for a fourth-round pick, why would you not be interested?
Yeah, it's at that point it's worth thinking about, more so than giving up a first-round pick for a guy that is not your first-rounder. And you don't really know yet how great he can be. He's not a. There's no detriment to the if he's it's a later round pick you're giving up.
Right.
But I mean,
you have to make a big financial decision whether it's picking up his fifth year option or signing him next year.
That's the only issue. Is and I think they won't pick up the fifth year option if they did do that trade. Just like they didn't pick up the fifth year option for Daniel Jones.
I agree.
And made him earn it.
I agree. That's what I would do around that. I wouldn't pick up his fifth-year option. I would give up the third or the fourth for him, fourth-round pick. I let him compete, and if he takes the job and we're sitting here a year from now saying, my God, they found their guy, then you tag him or you extend him. And you probably sign him to a similar deal that you just gave Daniel Jones that, by the way, you're going to get out of next year.
Right. Make it easy.
Yeah. So I do think that there are a lot of options, but I am buying what Rich is selling. Which is they're done with this guy. Yeah. Now, doesn't mean they're done that he won't play next year, because he's going to play next year. They're not going to eat the cap. They're not going to eat the cap the way Denver did with Russell Wilson.
No.
They're just not doing that.
No.
So he's going to be on the team. He's likely going to play. I think he's likely to start the first week of the season, which I told you months ago, because if he's healthy enough and you just drafted someone, you're going to want that kid to sit the way they had Eli Manning sit for a bunch of weeks. But at the end of the day, this is his swan song. Because whoever they draft, if they use a premium pick on that quarterback, Tiki, that guy's the guy. That guy's going to eventually take over.
Yeah, the only thing that gives Daniel Jones some runway is if they take a developmental third or fourth rounder. Right? Someone who might not be that guy, ultimately, and they don't necessarily owe a chance to be the guy.
How could you do that if you're hell-bent on moving on from him?
You can. You can. I'm just saying. But there's always Tommy DeVito.
I'm convinced they're done with Tommy DeVito, too. The really? Day they, yeah, when they sat him for Tyrod Taylor, oh, my God. I'm sitting there at Disney World. I'm like, well, this is over.
Yeah,
when they benched him. Not when they benched him. When they benched him, I got it. They were trying to win a game. It's when the following week they didn't go back to him.
But
that's when I knew he's done.
Yeah, but didn't that feel like you're doing way too much? Like, you're taking a lot of attention for just being a backup quarterback.
Okay, then what did he do during the offseason? Has he taken a step back?
No, of course not.
So then, if that's the reason they sat him, which I don't know, you tell me, Mr. Giant. If that's why they sat him, then it's not like he listened.
All right. All right, Sean, tell us what Rich's other four were this year.
Okay.
So we can think about it and have, like, an idea of how dialed in as these things do or do not happen for this season with the Daniel Jones
story. All right, so this is full context. This year's Eisen, without playing the audio, number five was... He hears Trey Lance is in play to solve Kirk Cousins leaving Minnesota. In other words, Trey Lance might be the Vikings starting quarterback.
Interesting. Huh. Okay.
All right. He would have to be traded for.
Traded, right.
But that would be the guy Minnesota would look to trade for. Huh. Okay. Number four was Jaden Daniels is the clear QB2 in this draft behind Caleb Williams.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Number three is the Giants are done with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was Jerry Jones's version of All In is Dak is going to play out the walk year on the big number. They are not extending him.
Interesting.
Right. And I think that's the right, 100% right move.
And number one is, he said it's anticlimactic, but the only Bears option is they are drafting Caleb Williams and trading Justin Fields.
I believe all that. You know what should number one should have been? Number one should have been, I hear the GOATs thinking about a comeback again.
Maybe in play.
Interesting play. All quarterbacks.
That's what people care about.
It's the juicy stuff.
It really is. I hate to say that, and I'm not saying it's necessarily fair because there's a lot of ways you need to build a team.
Yeah.
But quarterback, I mean, think about what we do around here. And we end up as Jet and Giant fans talking more about quarterbacks than we do anything else, even if those other things matter. I buy all those things. By the way, coming up in about 15 minutes, why Jaden Daniels to the New York Giants would be a massive, massive mistake. You're going to want to listen to this because this is very interesting stuff about Jaden Daniels that I know would concern the hell out of me. But let's get back to your call. Steve is in Bloomfield. How you doing, Steve? Hey, Steve. Steve going once. Steve going twice. Steve is gone. We'll go to Chris in Tinton Falls. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well, boys. I'm well.
What's up, man?
So I was thinking, and Tiki, you used a word I know I use a lot about running backs, nonsense.
Yeah.
And with regard to Saquon. And if I were to tell you, hey, I had a receiver who had 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. Oh, we got to sign that guy to $15 million a year. Oh, he's a running back. Oh, no, that's disproportionate.
Right.
The production's the same.
Yeah.
It's so moronic.
Right. It's frustrating.
You've got a guy. It's absolutely frustrating.
And by the way, that number for, Chris, by the way, that number for wide receiver is 20-plus now. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's crazy.
Absurd.
It is.
And
he touches the ball 5 to 8 times a game, whereas the running back is in there constantly.
It's absurd. And now every offense goes with 3 of them.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It and we've been over this 100 times. They don't grow on trees. Not that level of production.
No.
You can get it at a good price. It baffles me, but what it says to me, they don't want him.
Right.
They don't want him. And it's a shame, and I know it's a business, but you hear, well, there's talks they may tag McKinney, they want to keep him. I'm like, it's a safety, a number much higher, a guy who's not a bad guy, but he's had a couple of maybe questionable moves, speaking out,
yep.
The ATV a year ago. Saquon's been nothing but
ideal citizen. Even,
right, and your head coach now even has a reputation of being a difficult guy to work with, maybe justified, maybe not. But your face, the guy who sells your jerseys, is everything but great, but you don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear what Eisen's just saying. You guys are talking about Daniel Jones. It sounds like they want a clean slate.
Yeah.
And what my only fear, and it may be right, but one of their big moves a year ago, Karake, great move. The third round pick they got for Kadarius Tony.
Yeah.
Darren Waller.
Right.
Off injured,
right.
Now talking about retirement. I think it's fair to question some of their decisions.
Yeah, I mean, look.
This one, I think, is a bad one.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a good call, Chris, because you can't say everything that Joe Shane has done is perfect, right? He's aggressive, I think, in some ways, but he's also very set on getting this team like he wants it. Now, if their real thought, and Chris alluded to this, is we want to clean slate this thing, I hope he tells us that at some point, right? Instead of saying, oh, it's just a business. The business didn't work out, right? Because when you, I'm talking about Saquon, obviously, if you let Saquon sign someplace else and the current Giant fans' favorite player is no longer here, it may frustrate you, but he's your favorite player is no longer here. It better be part of a bigger plan. It can't just be like, yeah, you know, we just couldn't get it worked out. It better be a part of a bigger plan.
Well, I mean, the sense I get is the bigger plan is they don't want to pay a running back that much money. That's the sense I got. And that's okay, but then you should have been more open to trading him at the deadline, even if it was going to cause risk in the locker room or risk amongst fans being upset. You've got to make the greater decision, the bigger decision. Like, if you knew you didn't want the player because of what he was going to get in the open market and having to tag him again and his age and his position, then just make the decision. Like that.
Yeah,
my critique to Joe Shane about
hard,
this.
It's hard to argue that. It's hard to argue.
Because it feels right now today with them deciding not to tag him, and the tag deadline is in about 43 minutes, not that they're going to change their mind. They're not tagging him. That sounds like a team that's made the decision. Yeah, we don't want him back. We don't want him back on the tag. We're not going to be willing to give him this long-term contract because once he gets to free agency in a week, and I think it's going to move quickly, he's going to sign elsewhere.
Yeah.
And now your new concern, Giant fans, is going to be where? Because if he signs with the Houston Texans, fine.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We won't see him. We don't care.
Move on. Best of luck. If he wins, you'd be happy for him. He signs with the Los Angeles Chargers. Kind of the same thing. All right, whatever. Good luck. Whatever. But what if he signs with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
What if he signs with the Dallas Cowboys? What, first of all, your feelings towards him completely changes. Like, there are certain players where you can still wear their jersey, and there are certain players where you cannot wear their jersey. Do you want a few examples? I can give you them. In Metland, you can wear DeGrom. You can't wear Scherzer. Right?
Yep.
In Giantland, I think Odell's acceptable. I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a fine jersey.
I definitely still see them.
Oh, yeah. I think in Jetland, you cannot wear Brett Favre. You cannot wear Jamal Adams, especially with some of the crap he pulled in the last couple of years.
He was just released, by the way.
I did. I saw that.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You could wear Mark Sanchez. You could. It's no big deal. If Saquon Barkley's a Texan, you can wear his jersey. If this guy signs with the Cowboys or the Eagles,
good point.
Putting that away.
That's a good point.
Am I right?
No.
Yeah, and you don't put it away forever, but you put it away while he's on the Cowboys.
By the way, I'm not sure about that. It could be forever. If he, I'm sorry, if he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles and they win a Super Bowl, I don't know. And if your retort is Revis, that's a good retort. Do you want to make that retort?
No, I forgot that Revis won a Super Bowl in New England until you just said that. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. But also, Revis is a better legend on the Jets than Saquon.
Bingo, that was going to be my answer. Because I get, well, what about Revis? Like, you love him. I think it's different because I think, A, he was a bit part, for the most part, in New England. Not a bit part that season, but he was there for a short period of time. If Saquon Barkley plays four more years and he's in Philadelphia and puts up massive numbers and he kicks your ass and they win a Super Bowl, I don't think you're ever putting that jersey back on.
And not for nothing, if the Giants enter and play this season, we've gotten to November and it's Christmas shopping time and there is nobody that anybody is willing to buy the jersey of the Giants to replace those Saquon jerseys, Joe Shane's in trouble.
Fair enough. Al's in Melville. How you doing, Al?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Sounds good.
I just wanted to talk about Saquon. Why are we going to sign a guy that loses 5 yards, gains 3 yards, he busts a 40-yarder, and then he doesn't perform?
Before you continue, may I ask you a question?
Sure, you could have.
Did you literally call him a Saquon? Is that what you did?
Yes, I did.
Was that on purpose?
Yes.
It's totally.
Respect that man.
Do you not like Saquon Barkley?
No, I like Saquon, the human being, but as a football player, he's terrible. He doesn't hit the hole. He loses more yards than he gains. And like I said, he busts a 40-yarder, and then Daniel Jones has to run it in for the touchdown to the left because they tried to run him to the right twice, and he couldn't get in.
Tiki, how'd you like to respond to this? Al is not a fan of Saquon the football player, but he does like Saquon the human, which I thought was classy on his part.
Right. I like him as a football player, too. I don't love the offense that the Giants run, to be honest with you, because it's just not conducive to explosive running. But that's a completely different conversation.
I like Mike Kafka.
It has nothing to do with Mike Kafka.
I'm curious.
It has to do with where the NFL has gone as it pertains to run offense. It's just not the same.
It's a more global statement about the state of the NFL.
Right.
Have I missed this? Because I may have missed this. Has Giant fans referred to Saquon Barkley at times when they're upset?
No.
No, but
that's an Al original? Is that what you're telling me?
There is. But there is a divide in Giant world of people who worship, like, the door that Saquon Barkley walks through.
Yeah.
And there are those, like, I think I'm more fair about this. I think that you could both call Saquon Barkley an asset and a good player, but we can admit he's an overrated running back for what his star of running back is. Like, when you look at his stat sheets and everything, a lot of his 100-yard games and all of this stuff is clouded by, like, one huge run a game. The Saquon, like, bulldog running back stuff has been few and far between in his 5-6 years.
You mean like just running through a defender and...
Yeah.
I mean, he did on the 2-point conversion.
He's had his moments,
like,
but like...
2 years ago.
That consistency you want of all-time great running backs,
yeah.
He doesn't bring that down.
But see, you hit on something, and this is very, very unfair, but I do think it's the reality. Saquon Barkley is likely gone. He will have played 6 seasons with the New York Giants. I think for 6 years, he has never lived up to where he was selected. And I know that it always comes back to that, and that feels really unfair.
Yeah.
And it probably is, because it's not his fault that Dave Gettleman made a decision to draft him as high as he did. But I remember sitting there that day, and we were all talking about it. It was the talk of the town, what the Jets and Giants were doing, and the Giants ultimately made the decision at number two overall to draft Saquon Barkley. And there were two things that needed to happen for this pick to work. Number one, win. Your last ditch effort with Eli Manning, you bring in this young superstar running back, win. They did not do that. That's X number one. And the second key was be a Hall of Famer. Be one of the great running backs of all time. Be a guy who wears the gold jacket someday. He is not that either. He's not a Hall of Famer, nor did they ever win anything. They had one winning season. Again, not his fault. I'm not blaming him that the Giants didn't win. But when they made that decision in 2018, those were the two things that needed to happen when you drafted a running back at number two. Win with Eli Manning or let this guy be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Neither happened.
You're not wrong. And it's not Saquon's fault at all. He gets killed for that being the pick, and it wasn't his fault. However, Saquon Barkley was in such rarefied air that he could have been quite literally the first player in NFL history to be so clearly a Hall of Fame player, even if he had a Hall of Fame career, and still have been the wrong pick for the team where he was taken. Like, and that's not his fault, but that was the reality, and it put a negative taste in people's mouth from the get-go.
Plus, his style was, at Penn State, the same it's been with the Giants. He's a home run hitter. He is what he is. This is what he is. Right. So to criticize him for that is ridiculous.
Yeah, you knew what he was. He wasn't, you know, a downhill, lower the shoulder pad.
He's not Adrian Peterson.
You know, blast through somebody and break a tackle and go 50. That's not what he did. Not what he's ever done.
Right.
But he is a versatile player.
So you're saying it's not worthy of a guy calling up Sports Talk Radio and calling him a Saquon Barkley?
He's Rookie of the Year.
I'm aware.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
That's the thing.
Suck. He rushed for 1,300 yards.
I got to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed in all three of you.
Why?
Very disappointed.
Why?
Because that guy called him Saquon Barkley, and you guys just sat there like,
that's weird.
Why am I going to fight with him because he has a bad opinion?
Oh, you have fought people before. I think you're the one who said at one time, and I quote, kiss the ass or something. Yeah.
Go kiss ass.
That was it. Go kiss ass.
That's when you're talking about me.
See,
I am not my brother's keeper. I won't even defend my own brother.
You're funny.
I think, truthfully, the reason I won't fight him on it is because I think I could hear every opinion about Saquon Barkley. You want to tell me he sucks? Fine. You want to tell me he's awesome and I don't get it? That's fine. I think of all the teams I've rooted for, and as long as I've been on the earth, there will never be more confusing a player and confusing a legacy to me than Saquon Barkley.
You're using a lot of words, but the bottom line is you didn't defend his honor when a guy called up and called him Saquon.
Because
and I think that was disrespectful.
Because I see that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad Kyrie and Livingston called in, because Kyrie wasn't happy with this guy. How disgusting was that, man?
No.
You all right? You all right, Kyrie?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm sorry about that. I'm at Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. I was just livid while Tiki Barber did not chocolate glaze, man. Chocolate glaze. I'm sorry. I was just livid that Tiki Barber did not hang up on that man for disrespecting Saquon Barkley like that. Once he said he knew his name was Saquon, but he called him Saquon on purpose, you're supposed to hug. I don't expect Evan to do it because he root for a loser franchise. So I would expect him to back up.
I apologize, Kyrie.
So mad.
I apologize, Kyrie.
Purposely disrespected Saquon Barkley like that, and then try to give Daniel Jones some empty props, talking about when Saquon can't run it in, Daniel Jones got to run it in. But when they talk about Daniel Jones bad, they talk about the offensive line. But then they talk about Saquon, they don't talk about the offensive line.
Facts.
That burns me up.
Facts. You're right. I apologize, Kyrie. You're right.
You're good, bro. That's all I called to say, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the chocolate glaze donut.
The jelly donut.
I know.
It's a great choice.
It is a great. It's the only one I would like to eat.
Yeah. I think there's two cheek slappers at Dunkin'. It's that and it's the blueberry one.
You guys, this is great. I love Dunkin' Donuts. Now you got to go bash Al. He called him Saquon Barkley. You want to go first, Tiki? Tell him to kiss ass. Want to try that one?
I don't feel like it today.
Oh, come on. Kyrie needed to do it then.
How dare Kyrie disrespect Daniel Jones like that? Of course he ran in a ton of touchdowns and cleared that.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a very clear question. And then we are bringing back Posted and Toasted for its second ever edition coming up in the next few minutes. When you look at Daniel Jones' time with the Giants and Saquon Barkley's time with the Giants, because Daniel Jones will be here for one more year.
Guaranteed, maybe more.
Probably, Right. Probably one more year, which would be, if my math is correct, his sixth year with the New York Giants.
Next year is his sixth year. That's correct.
Saquon Barkley has already played 6 years with the New York Giants, and I think we all agree he's done. He's not coming back. He'll be on a different team.
Feels that way.
When we talk about Saquon 6 years and Daniel 6 years.
Who's
and
your better?
Yes! Oh, dude, stop. It's not close.
I'm disappointed in both.
That's fine. Which one was better? It's okay to be disappointed in both. I laid out the reasons why you could and should be with Saquon Barkley. But if I'm going to put them head to head, and we're going to talk about Daniel Jones, the Giant, and Saquon Barkley, the Giant, I know right now I'm on Team Kyrie's
why
side.
Why does it have to be one or the other?
Because Kyrie just called in, angry at Tiki, okay. And you guys probably as well, even though I didn't stress it, saying, hey, I thought that was ridiculous. Guy brings down Saquon Barkley and then puts over Daniel Jones. Daniel always gets excuses. We never hear it for Saquon Barkley. So I'm asking the question based on Kyrie, a diehard Giant fan, who called in angry about the separation that a previous caller had in relation to the two players.
It's clearly Saquon.
Thank you.
We know this. We saw this a year ago.
Thank you.
We saw it his rookie season. How many games did they win Saquon's rookie season when he won Rookie of the Year?
They went 5-11.
Yeah, 5-11. And then it's like the question is like who missed more time? Who was less available?
I think that's
the hard thing.
Saquon's clearly the better player, but I also think Saquon's clearly the bigger disappointment.
Based on the expectations. That's fine. I mean, I laid it out. I think when you draft a running back at two, it's either be a Hall of Famer or win a lot of games. I didn't do either.
But the expectation is because he's not a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Yet. And
that's unfair.
Because they have not won a lot. Right. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
If he was a second-round pick like I was, all you have to go with, you go up. Right? When you exceed the expectation.
By the way, if he's a second-round pick, I think you have more people hammering home today that he needs to be re-signed. I think that still sticks in
fans. Well, if he's a second-round pick, he's probably not here because he's up after his fourth year. They don't have a fifth-year option opportunity. He's not here. If he's a second-round pick, he would not have signed after those two injury seasons.
I'm disappointed in Tiki and Sean, both of you.
Why?
Because you fell for his trap. He
wasn't
set a
trap
to rip one of the players.
No, hold on a second.
No, you're trying to get one of us to rip one of them.
Loogie.
What?
A guy called in. A Giant fan, upset specifically with Tiki about, hey, you should have defended Saquon Barkley against what a previous caller said. I love that. I love caller-on-caller crime. It's one of my favorite things about sports talk radio. So it was a valid point by him. And then Kyrie went into a passionate rant as a Giant fan about, and then the guy tosses in, Saquon can't do this, and Daniel does that. Daniel always has the excuses.
Oh, okay.
It's not the offensive line. Why don't we hear it about Saquon? So I am bringing up a point that our caller made, not me. I didn't bring this up.
So we're a jukebox. The next guy calls up and says, why are you ripping Daniel Jones? Why are you letting that go?
You know, he's trolling us.
Of course he is.
I'm not trolling.
He's trying to get us to bash both guys, which you do.
Guys, I'm responding to a caller.
Which is why I'm ignoring him.
Dude, it was a
just you like took the call, just and like, I wrote it on the screen.
Just like I'm ignoring the caller, Al, who called Saquon.
Well, what about Kyrie, who got his chocolate glazed donut? He brought up a fair point.
Great. Thank you, Kyrie. You did our job for us.
No, but he brought up a very fair point, that it seems like people are in a rush to rip Saquon, and Daniel Jones has every excuse in the world. And guess what? He's right.
Of course he's
right.
And
I root for a loser franchise. That's also what Kyrie said.
There's a lot of people that do not like Daniel Jones. So, I mean, there are more people that dislike Daniel Jones than dislike Saquon. That is a fact.
Okay, that may be a fact, but to Sean's point, there are a lot of Giant fans that have been uber critical of Saquon Barkley. Like, they're both divisive players.
But you want to tell me DJ's
more divisive, that's fine.
But we know why. I mean, it's obvious why.
Because of the position?
Yes.
I get that. But you guys ripping me for supporting a caller
who took time out of his Dunkin' Donuts run.
I'm not trolling. I'm responding to what he said.
We're not ripping you at all. But as a true Giants fan, we don't care about a fake Giant fan that wants to call one of your best players Saquon. I don't care about him. I don't consider Al a Giants fan.
That's fine.
Period.
I consider Kyrie a great Giant fan.
Of course he
is. I apologize to Kyrie. I hope you're enjoying that donut. That Loogie would not take your question seriously because I thought it was a fair one.
Now, Tiki, when I booed you at times in your career, you know you were a great running back, would you consider me not a real Giants fan? Because you feel harsh now.
Did you call Sports Talk Radio and say, Tiki sucks?
No. Definitely not.
No, but
catch the freaking ball,
the problem was I couldn't get through.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for the second time ever on the Evan and Tiki Show, I thought it could have been one and done, but the people apparently liked it. We bring back a brand new segment, aptly called Posted
Hold
and
on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
We did not coordinate. We thought we were breaking first. Give us a second. Because he needs me to run something over here. That I apologize. We were setting up. Give us a second.
It's 3:30. We're going to try to do this every Tuesday at 3:30. My attempt.
Just as an aside, while you're talking about this,
go ahead.
Jordan Ronan says, there's a chance Saquon Barkley returns to the Giants. He didn't put that in there, but I'm adding. If he doesn't get what he wants on the open market, but it's more likely he's now gone.
Okay, so you're just repeating what I said to you earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. By the way, this is a blue-checked reporter.
Oh, Jordan. I very much like Jordan, okay? And I hope Jordan doesn't take this personal, what I'm about to say. Because I like Jordan Ronan, and he's going to know this. But Jordan Ronan is world famous for basically writing Joe Beningo's book. Did you know that?
What?
That's a true story.
Really?
Bro, I didn't want to write this freaking book. I threw a couple of... Basically, Jordan Ronan wrote the book, Rules to a New York Sports Fan.
Huh.
So whenever I think of Jordan Ronan, no offense, Big J, I don't even think of his Giant report. I literally think of him writing Joe's book.
You think of Joe Beningo being misquoted in his own book?
Which may have happened. I don't think that was Jordan's fault. That may have been the editor's fault. Either way, that's why I wrote my entire book myself. It's called The My Mets Bible, scoring 30 years of Mets fandom. You can buy it on Amazon right now. You can pre-order it. It's on sale April 2nd. And starting this weekend, I'm going to start reading it as part of the audiobook.
I'm a loser.
So wish me luck on that.
Good luck.
Did we vamp enough for you guys?
Yes. Sorry, that was on-air producing.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the second time ever, we bring back a wildly popular segment. Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
So the way it works is that we found some very old tweets from WFAN coworkers. And I am going to read said old tweet, and then Tiki Barber will guess who posted this. Who from the FAN staff posted said old tweet?
On Twitter, now X.
Now X. That's why we call it Posted and Toasted.
Who X'd it?
That was our previous name. So are you ready for our first post?
Yes.
From April 4th, 2014. Our waitress just said, I'm way hotter than Tony Romo. She clearly is just fishing for a tip.
Is there a multiple choice?
Here are your four choices. Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti?
Oh, it's definitely Giannotti.
You're wrong.
Oh, what? Giving a multiple choice.
How is that wrong?
Why would you say definitely Giannotti?
Because it's like a snarky tweet.
That our waitress thinks I'm way hotter than Tony Romo?
Yes, and he kind of looks like Tony Romo.
You're wrong.
I think I'm getting good at this game. Can I guess?
Yeah, so now we're down to Lugie, Brandon Tierney, and me.
Context clues. 2014, Tony Romo. Brandon Tierney's wife's from Dallas. It's Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong.
Oh, damn.
Is this Lugie?
I mean, what are you getting?
You're wrong.
It's Evan, it was me, damn it.
What?
I mean, lies for 100, Alex.
Right.
Like they were going out for a nice jog in the walk.
You compared your looks to Tony Romo?
Our waitress, and I'll never forget this, we were at the Final Four. At the Final Four. And the waitress said to me, you're way hotter than Tony Romo. And I forget the context. I think we were talking about Tony Romo being hot.
Was this the Final Four in Indianapolis?
No, I think it was Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
If memory serves correct, you have to look that up. April of 2014, where was the Final Four? And that will tell you the answer. Actually, I don't think it was Dallas. I think Dallas was 15. But either way, I do remember that a waitress said that to me, and I was like, come on, you're just looking for a tip. I'm not hotter than Tony Romo.
It was in Arlington.
See? Wow. We even went to multiple choice and you guys couldn't get it right.
Got to the fourth choice.
All right, here it is. Post number two. These gas lines are something, huh? I think we can all now appreciate what women have to go through at public bathrooms. This is from November 12th, 2012. These gas lines are something, huh? I think we can all now appreciate what women have to go through at public bathrooms. Are you ready for your four choices?
Yes.
We have Tommy Lugauer.
Well, he doesn't have a car.
Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, and Keith McPherson.
Huh, sounds like Jerry Recco.
You're wrong.
What?
Jeez.
Sean, you want to guess?
I think it's loogie.
Loogie!
You are correct!
That was, in fact, me. That
you
was right.
You have a car. How the hell is that you?
No. And the reason I know this is loogie, I might have been with him when he posted this tweet. This was post-Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no gas in my car, and Loogie picked me up to come work with him at the station so he didn't have to do work by himself, and we sat on a gas line together.
I'm still confused what that has to do with being a woman. Can you explain that one to me?
Yeah. So if you've ever gone out to anything, a bar, a sporting event,
yeah,
there's nobody online for the guys.
A cheer competition that I was just at, with mostly females, moms, right. and girls that are cheering. The bathroom lines were insane.
Oh, I get
for the
you.
Women.
I
and
get
then you take insane. The ladies' room, and it's long. I'm sorry. I understand there's like maybe one or two more steps a female does in the bathroom but that we don't do. It should not create that long of a damn line. They're talking in there. They're gossiping. They're powdering their nose. Hurry it up.
That does make sense. All right, here it is. Post number three. This is from June 4th, 2012. If Richard Dawson had sex with 25% of the women he kissed on set, he'd give Wilt a run for his money. Interesting. Our three choices are Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, or Boomer Esiason. Again, if Richard Dawson had sex with 25% of the women he kissed on set, he'd give Wilt a run for his money.
That's Gio.
You're wrong.
What? Eventually, T, you'll get one right.
I'm going BT.
You're going BT?
Jet Life Stadium.
You are correct. That's BT. But you don't know your ex-partner very well.
Yeah, I guess not.
You're surprised he's commenting about Richard Dawson and having sex? Yes. Was that the surprise?
Yes, because he pretends to be so clean on social media.
See, I'm learning something about BT looking at old tweets and looking at everyone's old tweets. And this may help you in the future. It seems like he makes a lot of comparisons to sports with things that aren't sports related. Uh-huh. Now, I may do the same thing, too, by the way, so I'm not looking down on him. I probably do if I went through my old tweets, which
right.
I do.
To make it relatable for those who don't know what the hell you're talking
correct.
About.
So Richard Dawson was, if memory serves correct, I think he was the host of Family Feud who would kiss everybody on the lips awkwardly. Mm. And he must have just died. And so the comparison is, if he was making love to each woman that he was kissing, my God, he would give Wilt Chamberlain a run for his money because Wilt apparently slept with 10,000 women. As I explained.
Not possible.
I explained the comparison to you. So there you go. That may help you in the future. All right, number four. I either have the worst timing in the world when it comes to farting and people walking into a room right afterwards, or I fart a lot. That's from February 3rd, 2013. Who posted that? Was it Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Chris McMonagle, or Al Dukes?
That's definitely Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
What?
You always blame the fat guy.
Yeah, that's clearly what he did, by the way. So you think that Sean thinks he farts a lot or awkwardly walks into rooms after farting?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Now, if I'm going to guess, Al would not admit that. McMonagle's a fat guy wouldn't say that. So it's who was left? Gio? It's Gio.
You losers!
Got it right. That's a Greg Giannotti tweet from February 3rd, 2013.
Sean's getting good at this.
Very good. Very, very impressive. Our final one on this edition of Posted and Toasted. Quote, and by the way, I want context on this because this is very, very impressive. It's similar to last week. Someone around here knew the future. Mm. Now, last week we had a tweet, a post, from Boomer Esiason correctly identifying Leon Rose as the next GM of the Knicks right after they acquired Andrea Bargnani.
Yep.
This is very similar. This post tells the future. This is from July 22nd, 2015. And the context matters because at this moment, the guy in question, the guy being talked about in the post, was still an active player in the NFL.
Huh.
Quote, Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over. That's quote, LOL. I'm dying listening to Pat McAfee clips. This guy really needs a TV show. And this was while he was an active NFL player. Huh. So someone around here quoted Pat McAfee, quote, Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over, LOL. I'm dying listening to old Pat McAfee clips. This guy needs a TV show. Here are your options. Number one, Evan Roberts. Number two, Tiki Barber. Number three, Sal Licata, or number four, Keith McPherson.
Hmm. I'm going to say Sal.
You're wrong.
Keith.
You're wrong.
Tiki.
I love you, bro. It was you!
Hit and bust.
you don't even remember correctly identifying Pat McAfee as the next great TV host?
I don't.
Yeah, that was you from July 22nd, 2015.
Now I got to go find that Christopher Columbus clip.
Yeah, I'm curious. Now, McAfee played in the 2015 and 2016 season.
Right, it was right near the end, though.
Yeah, well, he had two more years in the NFL. Yeah. As he said, now, where did he say this? I have no idea. Maybe, in fact, he probably did an interview with you. No, you said, quote, I'm dying listening to old Pat McAfee clips. So maybe you were down some rabbit hole of old interviews of Pat McAfee.
But I don't know why I would have been down a rabbit hole of Pat McAfee interviews.
Yeah.
He must have been doing something that was, like, you could see that he was going into media while he was still playing. Because, I mean, look, guys do that now.
Yes.
But it was, I don't remember that at all. It tells you how disconnected I am.
Thank you very much for Posted and Toasted. If you have found old posts that you would like to identify in a segment, certainly let me know. In fact, email, what's my email address? Evan, no. The RicoB at gmail.com. That's the one. Speaking of which, there's a tweet that was fired off today that's caused major controversy in these offices. So there's no game to play. This was from earlier today at 12:10 p.m. Eastern time. Quote, I'm witnessing a woman eat a slice of pizza on the subway. I'd sooner eat using my toilet seat as a plate than ever do that. You know who said that earlier today?
Who?
Sean Morash.
What?
And I don't understand it at all. Like, what is so disgusting about a woman eating a slice of pizza on a subway? And how could you compare that to using your toilet seat as a... I'm dead serious. What is so disgusting about eating pizza in a subway? She's hungry.
Bro, have you been on a subway?
I was on a subway 3 days ago, yes.
It is disgusting on there. It smells. Nothing is washed properly. You cannot be putting food in your mouth as you sit in a subway car. Are you seriously defending? Tiki, help me out here, man.
I mean, it is kind of not hygienic, but...
Yeah, but
I mean,
she's
hungry.
Is she putting the slice down anywhere?
She's sitting on her lap.
The air in a subway is tight, stuck in there. You are in the most disgusting vacuum-sealed thing in the world.
Sean, you're breathing the air. What the hell's the difference? If your concern is, the air, you're breathing it.
Okay.
So unless you're masked up on a subway, which if you are, you're probably smarter than me.
But air's going in and going out. You are, whatever little particles of crap is in the air in a subway is landing on your food and you're ingesting that into your body. You cannot eat on a subway.
What's
dude,
the
that's
difference?
A big no-no.
You
People
act-
bite their fingernails and flick them all over the place.
But,
it's
but
disgusting.
Sean, she's not putting the slice down on the seat next to her. If she was doing that, I'd say, it's a little disgusting. She's eating a pizza while on a subway.
People are walking tight there. Their butt cheeks are scraping the plate. That is... Dude, I would rather starve to death than ever have to eat in a subway.
You've never eaten in a subway?
What do you think? They're giving out forks and knives on the subway like it's a dining hall? That is not where you eat. Not where you eat at all. In fact, if I saw my wife tomorrow eating anything, a fruit snack on a subway, I would sign the divorce papers and never talk to her again. That woman that I saw today, she's certifiably insane.
Tell us you haven't stepped foot out of Long Island more than five times in your life without telling us. My God. I'm not saying I would eat pizza too, but relax. That could go for anything in life that you do. It's gross
this
and
gotta
disgusting.
Be. She's going from point A to point B, and I understand we're always on the move in New York. Point A or point B has to have some kind of chair you can sit in that's cleaner than a subway. I'm sorry.
Do you eat on a plane?
I don't like to, but I tend to do the same rules. The only reason I would eat on a plane, understanding it's disgusting, I got to do something to kill the time. Subway, you're on there quickly.
It's like you're making up rules so that they're convenient for you.
By the way, live by your own rules, Ev. You want to eat disgustingly on a subway, eat disgustingly.
It's just potentially dirty air. So what are you talking
then
about?
Then why don't you see it normally? When you see somebody eat on a subway, it's a jarring. It's like seeing Bigfoot. It doesn't happen. It's jarring. It's disgusting.
It's not the optimal place to eat because
you
of your surroundings.
Maybe do you eat on a subway? Because I'll never work next to you again.
Bro, yes. Dude, but I've also gone to Vegas and hooked up with girls. God knows what they did the week before that. I should have hand, foot, mouth disease by now. So, no, I don't care about that stuff. I'm going to live my life like that. No, I don't worry about that.
Look, there's certain risks you take. If it's a girl in Vegas and you walk away with the clap, you walk away with the clap. You can't be eating on a subway.
I'm worried about way more things on a subway than somebody having a slice of pizza. That's my thing.
I completely agree with
them. My God, of all the things to worry about in Manhattan, I'm not worried about if somebody's having a pepperoni slice.
And don't get me straight. Don't get it twisted here. I'm not actively looking, and I don't think any of the guys are actively looking to eat on a subway. I think we're just saying, hey, if we have to.
Right. Was she eating? Sure. Was she eating slovenly? Is that what bothered you?
She was licking her fingers. She was scrolling her phone with her other hand. I walked past holding the pole. I did a swoop like I was in Showgirls, trying not to bump into her. It's just gross. It grossed me. I gave me the skeevy jeebies.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.